you, Mason.
Hello, Pierre. We are coming to you live from Alaska, where the world news is being made. Wasilla, Alaska is now on the international map, and there's a traffic jam on Main Street. Hey, Janet.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Not too bad. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. We're so glad you're here, and we promise an hour of enlightenment, fun, and messages from the great beyond. If this is your first time to BBS Radio, and you want to know more about me or how to contact me off the air, please scroll down to Wednesday night's 9 p.m. time slot and click on the show title. That will take you to the homepage, and there you will find my website at Holistic Seek, my email address. If you're in Anchorage, Alaska, you can always find me at the beautiful Stars of Alaska, located directly behind Golden Donuts, on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor Road. I'm there on Thursdays and Sundays, and I'm there on Mondays and Tuesdays by appointment only. It looks like I will soon again be setting up shop in the valley. Stay tuned for details. I'd like to remind you all that you're encouraged to call in tonight with comments or for a short mediumship reading with Janet or myself, or Janet and myself. We can't read you if you don't call. For those who can't find the toll-free call-in numbers, please only use Station 2. That makes it easier for you to get through and for us to hear you. If you can't find those numbers, grab a pencil. Here they come. Toll-free in the USA and Canada is 888-228-4494. And toll-free from anywhere else on the planet is 877-489-6350. If you didn't catch those, click over to Station 2, and they're toll-free numbers. When you do get through and you're live on the air, please turn off your speakers. When we ask you a question, please answer, as the nice folks at home can't see you shaking your head up and down. Right, Janet?
Absolutely. Verbal answers are always a good thing.
If you've called in before and gotten a reading and want to report on the accuracy or what we like to call hits, please do. The only thing we really ask from you is for feedback. That helps us to sharpen our symbolism and become better at giving you what you want, which is an accurate reading. If you find that you would like a more in-depth and personal reading with me, please go to my homepage here at BBS. You can email my Anchorage office to set up an appointment by phone or in person. In vigilance and ever keeping our finger on the pulse of interesting, newsworthy items of the paranormal, we wanted to share that the Alaska Zombie Walks people from Fairbanks will be zombie walking here in Anchorage on the 27th of September, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Egan Center. You ever been to a zombie walk, Danny?
I don't think so. What is a zombie walk?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I wonder how a zombie would dress for success. I was making a decision. Very similar to me taking the dogs out at 6 o'clock in the morning. For those of you that are wondering, I found this information on MySpace. The head zombie guy, Marcus, is one of our friends. Janet and I have a MySpace page, but it's private. So you have to send us a friend request, and we'll let you in. The name of the page is Metapalooza. Hey, Marcus, if you're out there in listener land, now's your time to call in for that 5 minutes of fame. Hey, Janet, you want to tell the people a little bit about yourself and your abilities as a psychic medium?
Well, it started a few years back with the loss of my son. I went to talk to a psychic medium named Julie Mayer.
Hey!
Yeah, you ever heard of her?
I have.
She was so good. Well, she was so dead on and correct, and my son was able to come through so clearly that I wanted to learn more, so I joined one of Julie's classes. I found out that after a very short time that not only is she a wonderful psychic medium, she's a fabulous teacher. I've learned to astral travel, to listen to my body and my intuitions, and I'm just starting to understand how to interpret what I see, smell, hear, and feel, thanks in large part to Julie's guidance. Thanks, Julie.
Well, you're welcome. And Janet's a pretty good, as it happens, spot-on psychic. Everybody think Powerball numbers. This a little bit about me, background information. I am a professional psychic medium, and I'm the director of the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation, where Janet is a student of the mediumship school. We currently have a round robin of mediumship classes with the full roster, so keep your eyes and ears open for crackerjack mediums emerging from our program. At the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation, our goal is professional quality mediumship from all of our students. We also sponsor the metaphysical expo known as Metapalooza. It's Alaska's only purely psychic expo, and quality is the key at Metapalooza. Next year, it'll be happening in March on the 20th and 21st, to be exact, and it'll be happening in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. My professional background...
quite a few crackerjacks.
We do. They're and they're good.
Some good ones. Yeah, there are some
yeah.
good ones.
Yep, yep. My professional background includes a PhD in religion and a DD in divinity. I'm an ordained minister who participates in a weekly world peace meditation as my collective gathering. I hold no creed and no dogma other than do the right thing. I'm also a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, the pack leader of the Paw Pack North, and your host for the next hour. And I might try the zombie walking thing. That sounds pretty interesting.
It does, doesn't it?
You want to go?
Sure. Let's go.
Okay. We'd like to get the show rolling, but we must first say a prayer and claim our space. We never work from a space of fear. Instead, we come from a bubble of safely claimed space. For those of you who know this prayer, say it along. For those of you who don't know it, just feel the energy. It's a good place to be. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us with a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in life. We now open the gates to guides, guardians, and angels from the fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed to the other side, you are welcome to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, this show here or hereafter. Call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually, and please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin our show. I think we already have a caller. Is that right?
Awesome.
Is there someone there?
Hello?
Hi!
Hello.
We do!
Oh.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are
good.
You?
I'm just getting... Good. I'm getting a whole bunch of angel references. Are you an angel person?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like trumpet blaring. It's like biblical stuff. Like big angel energy.
I'm trying to talk to them more and more, working on that theme.
Okay. Well, are you a... This is like a biblical reference for me when they, you know, the robes and the trumpets and all that kind of stuff. Are you a religious person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's being acknowledged for you, and it's like lots of them, like legions
oh,
of
really?
Them. Have you been? Yeah. Have you been asking for help?
Oh, very much so. I have been. The last number of years have been very trying.
Okay. I feel like one. I'm in a biblical scenario, and I feel like I'm totally surrounded by angels with the long, you wouldn't call them trumpets, they're just, you know, like the Ricola ads, very long horns. They've got on the white robes, and there's the gold gilded cording around them. It's a beautiful scene, and I just feel like you're totally surrounded by it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so if you've been asking for that, that's great. Now, I also need to ask you, is there an addiction issue around you? Not you, but somebody around you.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm seeing...
There isn't.
Is somebody out of sorts around you, like not acting right?
Well,
like
around
crazy
me?
Off-the-wall behavior? Yeah, like a friend or family or a neighbor or somebody just isn't right.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. What I'm getting is orange and a really bright, bright orange, and it's kind of taken over, but I feel like I'm in jello. And when I feel like I'm in jello, that usually indicates to me there's some kind of an addiction issue going on.
Could it be my son? He went off to college.
It could be. I don't know who it is. I feel like it's not you, though. I feel like it's around you. So is his behavior off the wall or a little bit off the charts?
Well, I didn't think so. I didn't think he had an addiction or anything like that. I mean,
okay. Well, don't try to pin it on anybody. Okay, don't try to pin it on anybody right now. But know it's around you and it's going to be coming up. Okay, does that make
sense? Up?
Yeah, somewhere around you. It's like somebody's just not acting right, or somebody does something that's just totally out of normal range of behavior.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it's your banker, your neighbor. That I can't tell you, but I do know. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know of anybody that would be. Addiction,
okay.
Like maybe alcohol or drugs, or do you know?
Yeah, that shopping. I mean, an addiction is an addiction is an addiction, but just know that it's going to be coming up. Okay.
Hmm.
Is your birthday
okay.
this month? Is your birthday this
yeah.
month?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Yes, it is.
To you.
Yay.
Okay. All right, so we're tracking. Do you like tuna fish?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, have some for your birthday. I'm going to turn you over to Janet now. Are you getting anything for this nice lady, Janet?
Well, it's funny you mentioned orange because I was tasting tangerines. And I'm also getting a lion, which to me means courage. And I'm hearing, ask for what you want. So I don't know if you've been wanting something and you haven't quite got a handle on it yet, or, you know, if there's something that you've been needing or wanting. But I'm getting
well,
the...
Well, I have a full-time job, but believe it or not, sending my son off to college and stuff, I really need a part-time job to go along, so I'm kind of asking and looking for that, but gee, I just can't seem to quite get anything out there.
Well, I'm getting a paycheck, so I don't know, I didn't know what that meant, but I don't know if that
you
means you're going to
work full-time.
But I'm getting a paycheck with a paycheck stub, and I don't know what that means. Don't know if you're going to get
well,
a bigger paycheck. Don't know if you're going to get, you know. I don't know. I see a paycheck.
Here's kind of what I'm thinking after what I saw the angels when I first heard your voice, and then I hear what Janet's saying about the paycheck. You're already taken care of. Get out of your own way.
Okay.
Are you trying too hard?
Well, you know, I hate to say it this way, but I've already had some help to get through the last month and this month, and it's like, you know, the next month's going to be coming up, and, you know, and it's like, I guess I'm feeling really under pressure because, you know, it's like I need to start this other job, like, already just to make sure I have the funds to continue.
Okay. Know that you're surrounded by legions of angels. Be
ask
real
for what
specific.
You want.
Yeah, be real specific and ask for what you want. Janet is seeing a paycheck, and I just feel like it's like get out of your own way. Let it happen. Are you
mm-hmm.
obsessive about things? A little bit, like you get on something and you're just on it until. Do you think about this part-time job constantly? Let's ask it that way.
Oh well, yeah, kind of. I'm stressing out a little bit. I would admit.
Okay. That has something to do with the orange and the tangerine, too, that we were picking up. Write down on the balancing chakra, it's your sacral chakra, is your throat chakra, which is the color blue, which is speaking your truth. Sit down and write out a list of what you want. You know, this is how much money that I have coming in every month, and here's how much I'm sending my son, and here's what I'm having money to spend on. You need to balance your energy centers or your chakras to let the
okay.
abundance start coming in. Did you apply like
okay.
at a Kmart or a Walmart? I'm getting Kmart.
I heard applied at a Walmart months ago to but they have a new a spinoff. It's called MarketSide. That I applied for that months ago, but I never heard back from them.
And then I just applied
at a shoe store.
We don't have Kmarts up here anymore. I guess they couldn't make enough money off us. Do you have Kmarts where you live?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you know what Kmarts are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm getting go in that kind of a direction, or look for a place that has a K logo like Kmart. Used to have that big red K.
Yeah.
You might just be bopping down the street and see it and go, oh, all right, what the heck, and pull in there. Like, can you start today?
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
I get the letter.
I'm hoping I would get where I just go somewhere and say, here's what we want you to do. And you're like, yay, okay, I can do that.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's do it. Let's put a little input from the big giant head. It's like, look for the big red K.
Okay.
It could be Quickie Mart. I don't know.
I don't know. Nothing's coming off the top of my head, that's for sure.
Be selling Slurpees.
Are you getting any
messages
from the other side?
Is your dad close?
Yes.
Yeah, he's right here.
Did he have a rocking chair? Because I'm picking up a rocking chair.
What's that?
I said, I'm picking up a rocking chair. Did he have a rocking chair that he'd like to sit in?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Do you sit in one?
Well, I was thinking there might be somebody else. I'm not sure of my dad, but there's another person up there that I would think more of a rocking chair or like a recliner chair.
Okay, dad is who I've got right now.
Okay.
Oh, and Janet said rocking chair. I saw my grandmother's rocking chair. It was a little maple rocking chair that I got when she crossed. My mom's mom.
That I used to sit in.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a chair here that's like one of those office chairs, but it kind of rocks, and I have it actually in my living room. So I don't know. I've been sitting in that lately, but I don't know if that is relevant.
Technically, I'd say that counts. know that Dad's with you, and he's helping you through this time. Have you been raising your son alone since he was 7?
No, I haven't.
What happened when he was 7?
7 years old? Well, at 7 years old, the only thing I come across is that's when his dad kind of got, you know, where things went bad with his dad. Not that bad, I mean, physically in a lot of pain, his mother died.
I want you to know that Dad has given you his 7th year. He's like, remember back to that year. That was a really tough year, right?
He was... Oh, geez. You know, I...
For you?
7 years old?
No, when
my
he was 7 years
year?
Old, was that... No, when your son was 7 years old, was that a very hard year for you?
Oh, gosh, I'd have to think about that. I didn't think it was really a hard year, but it could have been. I don't... Because, I said, we're going through a long stretch of, you know, tough times, because... I was just hoping.
Okay. I'm gonna let you go with this. Your dad is making me feel like I need to tell you to sit down in the rocking chair and contemplate the year when your son was 7. Okay. We're gonna let you go. We've got another caller.
Okay. Okay. Then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Bye bye. I think this is the caller we've been waiting for, Janet.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, this is Marcus.
Marcus!
I'm really sorry I didn't get through with you earlier. I was trying to call the other number, but it was busy, and I think I finally called through to whoever's, like, charging the station there, so.
Yeah, okay. So Marcus, our MySpace friend, why would one want to be a zombie?
Well, you know, every culture since pretty much the beginning of civilization has had some sort of... obsession, if you will, with the afterlife or the undead. Egyptians, you know, they had huge ceremonies where they would kill off everybody in the family and all the servants, and the idea was that they were going to a place where they would need all of these people and servants and so forth. And if you think about it, you know, the only way to really kill a zombie is to remove the brain, and the Egyptians did exactly that. So it's entirely possible that they may have had some experience with perhaps a walking dead person. And even if you look at Christianity, you could basically put the case forward that Jesus was the first official zombie. He did die and then rise from the grave.
And he rose from the grave. But you know what? I just realized something, because zombies, when they do their zombie walk, walk around looking for brains, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends on. There's a bunch of different zombie varieties, if you will. The one cult sort of believes that it's that they're actually seeking the brains, but for the most part, people just think that they're just seeking human flesh or even just general animal flesh. The idea is that when the higher brain functions are shut down, all that's left is the basic instinct to consume, to kill and consume. Mm-hmm. So.
So I got to ask, why would one want to walk with other zombies?
Well, you know, no zombie walks alone. Well, if you think about it, you know, none of us really lives alone. We don't live a completely solitary life. So, you know, the idea would be to, as a group, if such an event were to happen, then, you know, you wouldn't be the only living dead person.
Okay.
Walk as a zombie, it helps to do it in vast numbers. It certainly, you know, the more people that show up, the more, the more fun it is, and certainly the more shocking. And then, you know, we at Alaska Zombie Walks and zombate.org, we actually are a charity group. So, from our perspective, usually the more zombies that show up, the more benefit to our various charities.
Besides having a great time.
Yeah, and it's an incredibly amount of fun. It's amazing the people that have come out and said, well, I didn't really think this was going to be that much fun, but whoa, was it fun.
Now, you're up in Fairbanks, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I live in Fairbanks. That's where Alaska had its first zombie walk, was in Fairbanks.
And how many official zombies does Fairbanks have?
Well, we, at our first zombie walk, I got to tell you, my friend and I just sort of decided we were going to do this. And we put up flyers, and we did the MySpace page and everything, and we literally, on the way to the zombie walk, we were looking at each other in the truck going, all right, man, I'll tell you what, if it's just you and me, we'll do it anyway. We'll do it anyway. And we actually had about 45 zombies show up for that one. And the age ranges were between, you know, about 8 or 9 years old all the way up to 85. So,
great.
I don't know. I think our largest zombie walk has probably been about 50 zombies so far.
That's not bad for Alaska. That's a good turnout. Actually.
It is, for Fairbanks especially, yeah. We're looking forward to really raging it up in Anchorage, though, or I should say down in Anchorage. But,
down in Anchorage?
Yeah, because we're doing it from the Egan Convention Center during the Aurora Con comic book convention. And from what I understand, those guys are expecting there to be a good upwards of 200 or more zombies. So this should be a pretty big event. You know, they only raised 300 in New York City, so.
Really?
We do pretty good.
This could be another big thing for Alaska. We seem to be in the news lately, so this could be great.
That's true. We definitely, I don't know if that would really work that well on the national stage. I can see a reporter asking Palin, Governor, have you ever walked as a zombie?
No, but I support it.
yes. I don't know.
Marcus.
That's the question.
She's a pretty busy lady. Hey, if anyone's interested in joining the ranks of the zombies, how might they find you?
Well, I would say the best way to actually get in touch with me would be through our MySpace profile, which is myspace.com/AlaskaZombieWalks. It's AK Zombie Walks. And that would be the best way, because if you have a MySpace profile, it's a lot easier for me to actually contact and keep in touch with people. But we also have our website, which is the same as the name of our group, which is zombait.org, sort of like fish bait, only for zombies. My email address and who we are and all the stuff we support, and usually all of our upcoming events are all posted there. That's where we post maps for the walks and stuff like that, too.
There seems to be a lot of paranormal groups coming, just sprouting up in Fairbanks. Has that always been an activity up there, or is it just the Internet that's making it more accessible, or...?
You know, I couldn't really say. I think that a lot of the other various types of stuff, like, for example, the mediums and the dog whisperers and so forth, have probably been around here for a while. I think they're just now actually sort of feeling like they can come out of the woods, so to speak.
Come out of the woods.
But
yeah.
As far as the zombie walks go, well, there wasn't, I don't think anybody in Alaska had heard of a zombie walk until we had one last year, so.
Have you ever planned one in Talkeetna?
We haven't, but we did have one in Palmer. We didn't actually organize it or anything, and I didn't really find out until after the fact, but it's nice to know, you know, the whole zombie walk thing is really just sort of the idea of infecting somebody else, and
it's
kind of nice
off.
That basically my friend and I have basically infected the entire state of Alaska, and you know, we try to use the power of the undead, if you will, for the as a force of good. And like I said, you know, we are a charity group, and we support a Homeward Bound animal shelter, which is a no-kill animal shelter, and then we also raise money to fight we raise food and money to fight world hunger, and that's
awesome.
You know, we were really into supporting the local economy and the local communities. We tend to do things like try to have our movie fest at places like the local downtown dollar theater, if you will, as opposed to Regal Cinemas or any of these people that take the economy and the money that we give them and take it right out of the state. We try to avoid those places.
You should check out the Beartooth Theater here in Anchorage.
Yeah, no, I've heard of the Beartooth. To be honest with you, the band Sweating Honey, they're really good friends of ours, and they support us a lot. And of course, Sweating Honey is huge, so when we have a benefit with them, they always bring in a big crowd and a good fair chunk of money, and you know, we donate that to Homeward Bound. But for example, on Halloween, we're hosting the Zombie Ball, second Zombie Ball, no less. And
is there a dress code?
Playing for us. They play Bears all the time, so maybe we can work something out with them.
You never know. Well,
yeah,
Marcus, your chance. Thanks for coming on.
Hey,
what
thanks for having us on. It's been pretty awesome, and I heard you guys talking about coming down and walking like zombies. I sure hope to see you down there. And yeah, let us know. We're having a two-day sessions on how to do zombie makeup effects from people like Resident Evil makeup artists and so forth. So, you know, you should come down and check it out.
Say,
we'll get
you
all decked up.
You would know us because we're both blonde and Janet rides a Harley-Davidson.
Nice. There we go. Well, we need a Harley. We
you
need
can't
a Harley
miss
zombie.
Us.
Even if the people in Anchorage don't want to dress up as a zombie, I strongly suggest they come out and check it out. I imagine we'll see quite a few government zombies. We might even see a McCain or a Palin zombie for all we know. So
you never know, and we might just come down as gawkers for the first one.
There you go. Well, if you do, you'll likely figure out who I am pretty quick, because I'll be running around looking pretty haggard and crazy. So if
all
you
righty.
Do, catch me and introduce yourself, definitely.
Absolutely.
Hey, I do that
Marcus
at the end of every day.
Marcus, have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much.
You too. Thank
great
you guys
to talk
very
to you.
Much, and have a great evening.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good night.
That
sounds like
a lot of fun.
Scream. Yeah. Marcus sounds like a fun person.
Excellent. Yeah,
I forgot to ask him about zombie lurching. What exactly is zombie lurching? Okay, we have another caller. Let's go ahead and take it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the air. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I have a question for you.
I get a beach ball. Are you near the beach?
No.
Okay, I'm getting a beach ball, and I'm getting, like, beach volleyball and Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello and the Mickey Mouse Club. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, no, it don't. None.
Okay, are you older? Are you like in your
60s? 50-ish.
Yeah. 50s? Are you close
late
to 60? Okay, do you look like Annette Funicello?
I don't know.
Do you look,
no?
Did you have black hair?
Yeah.
Were you younger? Okay, were you a Mouseketeer?
Do I what?
I have no idea where this is going. I'm just getting this stuff. I know you want to ask me a specific question, but bear with me because I'm getting this stuff really strong. Were you like a childhood star?
No.
Did you want to be?
No.
Everybody, I believe, when Annette was a star, everybody wanted to be like Annette. Do you remember that? Annette. She had her little Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I remember her.
Done. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a, now she has some kind of a, I don't know if she has multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy. Is there a muscle issue with you?
No.
Okay. I'm still seeing her. I'm seeing the Mickey Mouse ears. I'm seeing fame. When you were in high school, did you sing and dance? Were you on the stage?
No.
Okay.
No, I was real shy.
Okay.
Hey, Julie, you were talking about muscle things, and I feel like I should be limping.
Yeah.
Is maybe somebody that passed with her had a limp or had a muscle impairment?
My grandmother died of myeloma.
Okay.
A form of cancer.
This would be like something wrong with the muscles, like muscular dystrophy or polio.
No,
Okay. When it occurs to you at 3 o'clock in the morning, write it down so you can call us back next week and let us know what it was.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like when I get up, I'm going to limp. Like I have a definite limp, like one of my
and
legs
you have like
is
an,
shorter than
an,
the other or something.
And do you have like an Annie or an Annette or an Anita on the other side, an A-N-N name?
No, I don't.
Okay, write it down because it's still just hammering me.
Okay.
Janet's the psychic one, so I'm gonna. Since you have a question, I feel like that might be what the block is because you really want to ask a question. I'm gonna go ahead and let you ask Janet the question.
Okay. My mother passed away in 1981, and they ruled it as an accident, but it wasn't an accident. We don't believe it was an accident.
Okay.
And I was just wanting to know if you could tell me anything.
I'm getting the movie again of Annette Funicello. Mickey Mouse ears. Was Mom very active as a teenager? Was she on stage? Was she out in front of people?
No.
Let me ask you this. Did the death, because I'm not picking her up, Mom isn't here. Did the death involve something with muscles or legs like Janet was describing?
No.
Okay.
No, she was, they said it was an overdose, but she was beat up.
Okay. Janet, are you getting anything else?
I'm getting, like, I don't know how better to describe it other than, like, a withering tree. Like you know, a tree that hasn't been watered and it's just withering.
Yeah, which would take me back to muscles or something, yeah. Here's what I keep getting.
I'm also picking up the name Timothy. Is there a Timothy in your family or?
No.
Okay. Know this, that I'm getting this absolutely positively for sure, and it won't stop in my head, so I know I'm getting it from the other side. It's what I call a home movie, and it's in black and white, and when I get a home movie in black and white, I know it's from The Departed. I know it's coming to me from the other side. I keep seeing this Annette Funicello, Frankie Avalon, the Mickey Mouse ears. They're playing volleyball on the beach. And it's making reference to Annette, and that's leading me down a trail of something's wrong with the muscles. Did she have a heart attack when she died? Did her heart stop beating?
My mother?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna follow it this way because I know that you don't think it was an accident. Okay. I feel like the muscles spasmed or the muscles quit working the way they were supposed to work.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not picking. Usually when I get somebody's mama, I see my mother. And that lets me know that I'm picking up a mother, and I'm not getting that. A lot of times there's something called red clouds. Is your family still very angry about the death certificate or how the death was termed?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's called red clouds. And when we surround our loved one with those red clouds on the other side, it makes it really hard for anything to move. Have you seen a grief counselor? Have you worked through any of your feelings?
No.
Okay, give it a shot. I know a lot of times we don't put a lot of credence in counselors and things like that. I believe in grief counselors with my entire being. They're wonderful people. And what it does is it helps us get past those really negative emotions that are keeping the ones on the other side tethered. So it makes it really hard for mediums to connect with their energy because it can imagine she's just surrounded by red clouds. She can't see much. She can't do much of anything else. So it's really this anger of how she passed, which is totally irrelevant, is keeping her stuck.
Okay.
She will come through when the family starts to dissipate that anger.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I just hold this in your heart, because Janet got it too, like she felt like she was going to fall down. I keep getting muscle.
Okay.
So, you know, and my mom didn't die. My mom had a pretty hard death too. So I feel what you're feeling. I truly understand.
Yeah,
when we can let go of how they crossed and know that they're over there as energy now and they would love to talk to us and love to communicate with us if we could get the anger out of the way, they will do that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard
all
when
right.
your mom crosses and it wasn't, you know, she didn't die in her sleep. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Is there someone named Agnes in your family?
Yes.
Okay, I just got that clear as a bell. So we're making a crack here, which is very good. Okay. Is Agnes her sister? Or is Agnes your sister?
No, she would have been my grandpa's sister-in-law.
Oh, okay, because I feel like sister, okay? Is she crossed, too?
Yeah.
She's going to be the segue. Okay, she's going to be your segue that brings your mom through, okay?
Okay.
Because there's not a lot of emotion tied up with Agnes, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where, when we can get to that place where we're not carrying the really hard feelings or the hurt feelings, that segue can start to really knock that wall down so the one that we really want to talk to, mom, can come through.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Concentrate on...
Do I have a spirit guide?
Yeah. Agnes is walking with you right now.
Agnes,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, Agnes. She's more important than anybody ever gave her credence to. So here's what I want you to do when you're wanting to talk to
you
mom.
You know, and I think on my dad's side, his mother's name was Agnes.
Okay. You've got, and
but,
that's,
but
you
I
know,
really didn't know my dad's family that well.
Doesn't matter. They know you.
here's
the deal. One of my spirit guides was my grandmother, Marguerite, who I never met. She crossed over when my mother was 3 months pregnant with me. And my mother used to say, oh, you have grandma's hands. And I always used to think, well, I could give them back. but it was very apparent to me, and I've been told by other readers that Marguerite is my guide. And I didn't even know that was my grandmother's name because everyone called her Alma. But her name was Marguerite. So many times family members that we've never met will come back and walk with us and assist us. Okay.
Oh, I see.
They're working with your whole family. Okay. Are there nine of you? Are there nine kids in your family?
No. My grandparents raised eight of us grandkids.
Okay. Was there one that didn't make it?
Yes, I was.
That would be nine. That would be nine. And this, okay, and this is just confirmation from them coming through to let you know that we are talking to your family. Okay? Here's what I want you to do.
I'm still getting a Timothy, and it's getting louder and more clear.
Okay.
There's
do you feel like Timothy could be a guide for her, or do you feel like Timothy is someone trying to come through?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Write down the name Timothy also, because Timothy may be another one from the other side coming through to assist you.
Okay.
Okay. Are you native?
All right.
Are
yes.
you native? Okay. I'm getting
yes,
feathers
I am.
Hanging. Okay. I'm getting two feathers hanging down from the back of my ponytail, and I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Well, Archie believes in eagle feathers as a medicine.
Okay. Do you ever hang feathers from your ponytail? Do you have a ponytail?
No, I have short hair, but I do have eagle feathers in my house.
Okay. Do you ever put them on the back of your head, like if you had a ponytail, do you ever put feathers on the back of your head?
No. I did
I
once
don't
when
know
I was young.
Okay. I don't know the significance of that, but I feel like I actually have feathers in my ponytail right now as I'm talking to you. So it's important. There's some medicine in that. Okay?
Yeah. Yes,
so
there
it's
is.
Important that you do that. And I want you to connect with Agnes. I want you to open a dialogue and talk to Agnes and have her prepare both your mother and yourself to bring your mother through, okay?
Okay.
It'll happen. I get a big energy around you. I think you're one of us. Do you get things just out of the blue?
Yes. Yes,
words
I do.
Just come to you. Okay. You're a medium. You're one of us.
I wasn't.
I see
shadows.
Yeah, you do. I want you to concentrate on Agnes helping you bring your mother through so you can actually talk to her. Okay?
Okay.
You can do this. And
I
those
will.
Two feathers. Yeah, those two feathers are important in this. Okay? Ooh, I have goosebumps.
Alrighty.
you're yeah. I don't know who you are, but you're big. Okay?
Okay.
Janet, do you have anything else for her?
No.
Okay. Okay. Is Timothy? Is he still?
Yes.
I have a Timothy in my family.
He's still trying to get my attention. Somebody's attention.
Okay.
Like he won't go away.
I have an Uncle Tim. Okay. Well, ma'am, we're going to let you go, but I want you to do whatever that eagle feather medicine is. I want you to do that.
Okay.
And I want you to concentrate on Agnes helping you communicate with your mother. I feel like you're not going to need us. You can do this.
All right. I will try.
Yeah. Okay. Keep in touch, okay?
I will.
Okay.
And I'm from Montana.
You are?
Yes.
Where at in Montana?
Arley, Montana.
I know
the closest, biggest city closest to us is Missoula.
I know Montana like the back of my hand.
Do you?
It was an honor to read for you.
Have you ever heard of Missoula?
I went to college in Billings and spent a lot of time in Missoula.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're about 27 miles north of Missoula.
Okay.
We're on a reservation.
Okay. Well, you are exactly in a wonderful place to do this work that you need to be doing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Good night. I got goosebumps, Janet. I don't know if you do.
That was good.
That was a big medicine person.
I have no clue who Timothy was, but I don't know who Timothy was or is.
Timothy, I have an Uncle Tim, but I don't know. Yeah. Well, we've got another caller. Should we take it?
Sure.
Like you'll ever say no. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
No, it's not.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Are you there?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, last try, and then we're going to ask you to hang up. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I don't think she can hear us. I don't want to play the hello game tonight, so we'll go ahead and let you go. Okay.
Honey, we can hear her fine.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bounce, bounce, bounce. I don't know what that is. Sometimes it's just the way it's meant to be.
Yeah. Guess so.
Yep. So can you build any more on Timothy? Are you getting anything else going on from that name?
You know, the year 1931,
Pop?
You know, is kind of surrounding him. You know, I'm getting the year 1931. I don't know if that's, you know, the year he was born or the year he died, or it's got some significance.
Okay. Are you feeling anything in your body, or?
No, I did. For a while, I had a pain behind my eyes.
Okay.
And I was getting a horse.
A horse? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if anybody out there knows who Timothy is, you might want to call in. I'll give you those numbers one more time. Huh?
I said, yeah, he's waiting to talk to you, obviously. He's obviously waiting to talk to you.
Yeah, call me. We'll do lunch. It's been a long time. Almost 100 years. One more time, the toll-free numbers, if you don't have them, in the U.S. and Canada, you can reach us at 888-228-4494. And if you're in Italy, you could call us at 877-489-6350. So last week you were having a lot of, you were feeling really uneasy. How is that now? Is that kind of evened out for you? Or?
It has. It's more like I kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, you know, the feeling is still there and it's just as strong. It's kind of like, you know, you get used to something. I've kind of just gotten used to it. And I do pay attention to it, and I'm still paying attention to it. Like, I felt the need to go stock up on rice and noodles and stuff like that. And so I did.
Yeah.
But
did you get Twinkies?
I don't know. No, I didn't get Twinkies.
You should. They have a longer shelf life than anything.
Yeah. I should go get some.
If you're going to be stuck, you got to have some Twinkies.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, did you stock up on a lot of stuff, or?
No, not really. I just kind of restocked my pantry, and all the space I had is now not space anymore. It's filled.
The fully stocked grocery store.
There you go.
Yeah. Neat. So I get back a little bit about the zombie walk thing. I think what a cool idea, and they're doing that for charity. I think that is so neat. We just seem to have a knack for odd things up here. Is it the long winters? I don't know.
You have a lot of time to let your imagination run.
Yeah, we do. And yeah, what a neat idea, and they're giving it back to animals. I think that's really cool because animals hold a special place in both of our
hearts.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really great. So, and it'll be, if you guys that are in Anchorage, it's on the 27th of this month at the Egan Center. Starts at 7:30. show up to gawk or show up to walk, you know, whichever. Support these guys.
Well,
that sounds like a really cool thing.
For you.
Yeah. You have a closet full of costumes, I believe. Is that right?
I do.
Maybe we could
zombie
out. Head on down there, yeah. Now, if they're doing it at 7:30 in the morning, I would already be dressed and ready to go.
And feel the part, too, huh?
Yep. Okay, I'm gonna ask you the taboo question. Who's going to win the president? Who's going to be our next president?
You know, I have no clue. I usually kind of have a feel for it. This time, I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm totally confused on this one. I can't draw a bead. So, it's been kind of fun to follow.
So. It will be.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's funny, but you know the game Candyland? That just popped into my head.
Shoot some ladders, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, this is a fun time.
Yeah, where are we going to go next? Okay, what is your strong point, Janet? What which intuition do you like to use most?
My body tells me a lot. You know, I get aches or pains, or I feel one way, or you know, I seem to do the body thing more than the smell or see or, you know.
Okay. Hear. I like to use my visual.
That's my favorite. And sometimes, you know, it all comes through from time to time, but I seem to get more hits from what my body says.
Okay. Well,
you know,
the visual is telling me that, darn it, our time is up, so we got to wrap it up.
Darn.
This hour just speeds by way too fast.
Yes. Way fun.
Everyone that called in tonight, thank you so much for calling in. The lady that couldn't get through, really sorry. but it's no fun to say what back and forth, so... Anyway, until next week, thank you, Janet.
You betcha.
Okay, good night, and good night, everyone.
Good night.